I'm Mary Angish, and Charlie Nardozzi is here. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
Summer is in full swing, and hopefully some veggies are being harvested around now, but we can plant a whole new round of vegetables in our gardens and have a fall harvest, right?
Yes, this is a reminder show. Keep planting, because this is a great time of year. As your peas are going by, your radishes, your lettuce, your spinach, all that stuff, you're pulling them out or cutting them back and getting rid of them. You've got open spaces. Keep planting. And there's a lot of things you can plant that are kind of surprising, but they actually will produce for you in most parts of the state. So for example, I just planted zucchini and summer squash seed, and the little seedlings are already up after 3 to 4 days because the soil is warm. They will actually mature by late August, early September, where I am in the Champlain Valley. So something like that works well. Bush beans is another one. I'm always planting bush beans every 2 weeks, and I'll do that right till the end of July and still be able to get a bush bean crop before the frost comes and shuts it all down. Then, of course, the tougher greens like the kales and the Swiss chards are good to put out either as transplants or from seed. You'll still be able to get them from seed to grow. And even some of the heat-tolerant lettuces like Heat Wave would work well. For some of the root crops like beets and carrots, you can do those, but they're going to be a little more finicky about germinating in these hot temperatures. So what you can do is seed those down and then cover them with a floating row cover and then keep them wet. Keep the floating row cover moist. It keeps things not only moist on the soil, but cooler, and they'll germinate a lot better. So if you can plant some of these things now, you'll be surprised come September how much food you're still getting from your garden.
Oh, how cool. Okay. Here is a question from Leslie. Leslie writes in to say, I currently feed Japanese knotweed to my horse for lime. I've dug the root. I'm making a tincture, but I can never find out how much humans are supposed to take daily. Any suggestions for taking Japanese knotweed?
Well, yes, Japanese knotweed is edible and medicinal. I don't really know a lot of the recommendations for the specifics. I would steer you towards a veterinarian, of course. Someone might be more of a holistic vet, or an herbal apothecary to find out exactly how much you should give an animal. I know you can buy tinctures of Japanese knotweed in health food stores, and it'll give you the dosage for humans. But for animals, it's going to be a little bit different, so I would definitely check that out.
Okay. Kevin in Burlington writes, I've got a raspberry hedge in my community garden in Burlington. It was established over 15 years ago. It's been very prolific. I produce over 100 jars of jam every year. And Kevin writes, I usually keep the hedge at a height of 5 feet and cut the old canes every year. But this year, the hedge looks peculiar and there's not any growth above 3 feet of leaves and berries.
Yes, Kevin. I'm guessing that it's growing too well and it's getting overcrowded. So that'll happen with raspberries where you get a lot of new shoots coming up, and there's just not enough space and nutrients for all these shoots to grow up big and strong, so the whole thing gets dwarfed. So probably not a lot you can do right now. You can maybe go through it and thin out some of the thinner ones that are in there, but the time really to do that is in the spring when it first comes up. Thin out the ones that are all crowded together, and you want to have them at least 6 to 8 inches apart for each one of the canes that are coming up. That'll give them a little more space, and they should grow much better next year.
And this last question from Anne Marie in Colchester. Anne Marie writes, I'm looking for recommendations for a small tree or shrub that would be safe to plant within 5 feet of my concrete foundation. Anne Marie writes, I've got a full sun border. I'm trying to create just enough shade to cover a small lounge chair to make like the garden more comfortable to sit in. Any ideas of a small tree or shrub for Anne Marie?
Well, Anne Marie, yes, there's some definite nice options. If you're looking for small trees, when I say small tree, I'm thinking 15, 20 feet tall, ultimately. There's some really great options. And you want to keep these, if you can, further away from the house than 5 feet. 5 feet might be a little too close. You might get some snow and ice coming off the roof and crushing them. So I would try to push them out a little bit more if you could. Amelanchier or serviceberry is a nice multi-stem shrub or a small tree that works really well. I love the pagoda dogwood for the same characteristics. It's a native plant that looks really nice and provides a little bit of shade there if you're looking for that. If you're looking for a deeper shade, you might want to get some of the vertical junipers, like the Wichita blue juniper. That can create a little wall or like a little alcove for you right there near your garden. And some of the Japanese maples. There are new Japanese maples on the market called the Jack Frost series. They're hardy to zone 4, and these will grow anywhere from 10 to 20 feet tall. Tough plants, and of course they look like beautiful Japanese maple trees, so they'll give you some shade and look gorgeous in the landscape.
Send questions to gardening@vermontpublic.org and then listen back to this in your favorite podcast feed. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.